A bitter segue, because I'm going from that to a conversation with Mark Haywood, the editor of Daily Maverick Citizen, about his editorial today, which has the headline, Act Now to Mitigate the Impending Food Crisis or Face Starvation and Riots. And it is a very tragic reality in this country that there are many, many Mahis that are lach, and therefore, you know, sleep and everything else is difficult. Mark is with us now via Zoom. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you for wanting to talk about this.
So, yes, act now and avoid these terrible consequences of not acting now. But then it seems to me the discussion must center around act how. What are the actions which are possible and urgently necessary?
Well, John, you know, the editorial, you've read it, points out that the threat of unprecedented hunger is not just a South African reality, but that we're now facing a global food crisis on a scale that hasn't actually been seen before. And it's linked to the climate crisis, it's linked to the war in Ukraine, it's linked to COVID-19 disruption. And, you know, what I'm saying is that we already have 12 million people in our country who are hungry. We already have severe acute malnutrition amongst children. It's going to get worse. So act now. Now you ask, act how? And what I argue in the editorial is that we're fortunate that we have a number of means at our disposal. One of the suggestions I make, which might be more controversial, but shouldn't be as far as I'm concerned, is that the big retail food distributors and producers should put a cap on an essential basket of foodstuffs that are required to meet children's and adults' basic nutritional needs. I also argue that government should be assisting people with local food production, community food gardens, pavement gardens, ways to help make people self-sufficient. And overall, I argue that we need political will. You know, hunger is like the worst crisis we can face. It has short-term, medium-term, and long-term implications. Are we going to wait until more people starve, until our country implodes? Or can we see what is already coming towards us in the pipeline and act now?
Yeah, political will. And government is concerned, not concerned enough, with the power crisis. And the governing party is concerned too much so with the electoral conference at the end of the year. Yeah. And I mean, it's not just in South Africa where the political will is not there. There are many countries in Africa where governments are more interested in staying in power than they are in introducing policies which feed the hungry. And governments in the West are rather more interested in prosecuting the Russian-Ukrainian war in such a way as to, you know, come out of it well for themselves rather than taking a global attitude towards this. So, you know, I've read the 7 suggestions that you make, and I can't disagree with any of them, Mark, but I fail. Sadly, I just don't think that there's the level of urgency amongst our policymakers, and more importantly, the people who put policy into action for your worst case scenario to be probable rather than just possible.
You're absolutely right. And that's the tragedy we face. And so we, the people, and one of the things I point out in the editorial is that in South Africa, we're lucky because everyone has a right to sufficient food. Children have a right to basic nutrition. But we, the people, have to start to force this upon government. We have to appeal to good people in government, to good people in business, to people's consciences, to people's morality, to take the measures that will avoid larger scale hunger. You know, I mentioned in the article the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa. That's the body that includes the Checkers, the Pick and Pays, the Woolworths, and so on. You know, those companies are very profitable for the most part, and have survived COVID, partly ironically, because everybody needs food. You know, they should have it in themselves to not be asked, but to just initiate action to make essential foodstuffs more affordable. You know and I know that critical foodstuffs, the price is escalating at the moment. I mean, that's another thing that we have, is food inflation. So do we put the country first? Do we put the people first? Do we use this food crisis as an opportunity to build social cohesion, to show that we can be a caring society, that something like Ubuntu actually does mean something to we the people? Or do we wait, John, until hunger does what it did in July last year? Because hunger was, by some people, in some people's view, at least partly behind the riots, and hunger causes people to go onto the streets and to destroy and to kill and maim and tear things up and tear things down. Let's not wait for that. And let's not wait for government, because you're right, government is not going to listen to anything that I say in my editorial today. But we have a lot of power, you, me, and the people who are listening to this program.
Mark Haywood, editor of Citizen, the Citizen Maverick, thank you very, very much indeed.